Prometheus, a titan god of fire from Greek mythology, whose story holds a special place in folklore even to this day. Prometheus was a great ally to mankind, sheltering the human race from many of the angry whims of the gods. For this, he was fated to receive one of the most dramatic punishments in memory, a sacrifice that was never forgotten. So, who was Prometheus, and why was he forced to endure such torture on our behalf? Let's find out together right now. The son of a titan and a sea nymph, Prometheus was a master craftsman who also possessed the power of prophecy. This power revealed to him the fate of his kind, that Zeus would ultimately defeat all the titans. Deciding to cut out the middleman, Prometheus and his brother Epimetheus instead pledged their loyalty directly to Zeus, fighting against their fellow titans to escape imprisonment in Tartarus. Zeus was very pleased with the titan brothers, so they were given the honor of creating man. Prometheus used mud to make the shape of man, while Athena breathed life into the sculpture. Prometheus then asked his brother to give all creatures of the earth their unique qualities. Some were fast, while some were smart. He also gave them their physical qualities, such as fur or wings. Epimetheus worked hard to complete his task, but by the time he reached man, he had given out all the good qualities that were available. Prometheus stepped in and gave man the ability to stand upright just like the gods. He also gave them fire. Even though Prometheus had fought with the Olympians during the war with the Titans, he was more loyal to man than he was to the gods. So when Zeus demanded that man must give up a portion of each animal they sacrificed, Prometheus knew he had to find a way to help man and trick Zeus. He made two piles, one with meat hidden inside an animal hide, and another with bones wrapped in fat. He asked Zeus to pick which he would prefer. Zeus chose the bones because he could see the fat. He was unable to see the delicious meat hidden in the animal hide. Realizing that he had been tricked, Zeus sought revenge by taking fire away from man. Prometheus knew he had to give man back fire, as they would not survive without it. He took a torch and lit it from the sun. He then used it to give fire back to man, which again enraged Zeus. It is easy to see that Prometheus considered man to be more important than his loyalty to the gods. Zeus was upset that Prometheus had tricked him into accepting less from sacrifices, had given man back the element of fire, and that Prometheus, using his power of prophecy, refused to tell him which of his children would dethrone him. So Zeus had his servants, Violence and Force, capture Prometheus and take him to the mountains, where he was chained to a rock. He was unable to break the chains and was attacked every single day by a giant eagle who would feed on his liver, only to have it grow back overnight. A savage and eternal cycle of continuous torture. Since he couldn't escape on his own, Zeus gave Prometheus two options to end his suffering. He could either tell Zeus who the mother was of the child who would dethrone him, or he could complete a two-part task. First, he would have to find an immortal being who would die for him. And secondly, he must also locate a mortal to kill the eagle and release him from the unbreakable chains. Prometheus still refused to tell Zeus his prophecy, but was eventually set free when Chiron the Centaur agreed to give up his immortality for the Titan, whilst Heracles fought and conquered the eagle and released Prometheus, finally freeing him from his torment. A reminder of the fickle and petty nature of the gods, in particular Zeus, who would happily submit an ally to dreadful torture to teach a lesson of obedience, but also a tale of sacrifice and persistence to do what you believe is right. Still, a particularly extreme form of punishment, and not one I would relish. How many days do you think you could endure?